KQED.
Well, homelessness continues to rise in Orange County. It jumped almost 8% in this year's homeless count. After years of criticism that the county was ignoring the problem, it's certainly making up ground this year. It opened 3 new shelters in the past year and is considering plans for 3 more. That includes a new program whose goal is not only to house people, but to make sure they never fall into homelessness again. David Gorin reports from Anaheim.
My name is Roanne Weinstein. Been homeless, living in my car.
Roanne Weinstein is a handsome 59-year-old woman who works full-time at Macy's in the housewares department, and she has lived in her car for about 6 months. Packed into the back seat of a little Hyundai Sonata, along with her 79-year-old mom and 2 decent-sized dogs. Right now, Weinstein's sitting in the dining room of Orange County's newest homeless shelter, called Bridges. And she can tell you the exact moment when she had no home. She calls it the worst moment in her life. It happened in January.
It was horrifying, yeah. 3 months, we didn't pay the rent, and they locked us out one day when we left to do errands.
Weinstein takes responsibility for that, saying she made a big mistake falling so far behind on rent.
I was embarrassed to tell my family, so we didn't even tell them. For a few months when we were on the street, I was so embarrassed to even say anything to anybody.
Weinstein and her mom don't seem like your typical homeless people.
Hi, guys.
Weinstein doesn't have the homeless look. She seems like she's on her way to a PTA meeting. But the truth is, she may actually be typical.
The majority of homeless people in Orange County, and actually all throughout California, are not chronically homeless. Are people who have not been homeless for more than a year.
That's Larry Haynes, executive director of the Santa Ana-based Mercy House. He says the ones who are so clearly visible on the street, the chronically homeless, many with substance abuse or mental health problems, only make up about a third of the homeless population. Most are like Weinstein, he says, homeless for the first time. At the New Bridges shelter, the emphasis is not just on providing a place to sleep, but in trying to reverse homelessness.
Literally, our staff wear T-shirts, tell me your housing plan, from day one. This isn't about rest. It's not even about getting out of the elements, although all that is true. But the first conversation is what is your exit plan?
The idea is to make people self-sufficient. The Bridges strategy includes a computer room, job training, and a health clinic.
You want some more food?
Yes, please.
Yeah, let me take that for you. I'm taking your food.
Weinstein doesn't earn enough, even working full-time. So she's coming to grips with the idea of getting a second job or learning new work skills at age 59.
I'm trying to make this better and get us back in a house.
Bridges opened in May and is already at full capacity, but will expand to serve twice as many people by next year. For the California Report, I'm David Gorin in Orange County.